this. Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast. Good morning, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
Right, how does this business directory scam work?
Okay, let's sketch a bit of a background here first. A company called Trudon is Telkom's partner, and it's also the brand owner and publisher of the country's most prominent directories. Those white pages, which hardly any of us look at anymore.
Yeah.
And the yellow pages, right, which is the business directory.
Yeah.
So companies can be listed in the white pages for free, but if they want a bold, eye-catching bold capitals, then they pay, right? And then the yellow pages is all adverts, as I said. And they pay, these businesses pay monthly, not in a lump sum advance fee. Okay, so it's coming off every month. It's on their bill, obviously. So Trudon has for years warned its customers about companies, and there are a few of them, that approach its advertisers and pass themselves off as Telkom representatives in subtle, clever ways to give the person the idea that, you know, this is Trudon. This is about the white and the yellow pages. In August 2015, just over 2 years ago, Consumer Watch focused on a Durban-based company calling itself Directory Services 2, which was phoning mostly small businesses, which get the protection of the CPA, by the way, as very small businesses with less than 2 million rand turnover a year, and allegedly misleading them into believing that they were affiliated to the white and the yellow pages and asking them to submit their updated information, which they did, thinking it was just an updated thing. And then they got a bill for 7,200 rand based on tiny, literally barely legible print on that form with their details that committed them to paying 300 rand a month for 24 months upfront, hence 7,200 rand.
Hold on. What did they think that form was that they were signing?
Yeah, so as I said, they thought they were just updating their details for their existing Trudon listings, those white and yellow pages. As I said, that they were already paying for, though, on their bills. So then came that demand for 7,200 rand, and that's when they realized what they'd been tricked into agreeing to. Those that didn't pay, and obviously quite a few of them, got handed over to a collections agency, in inverted commas, DDR Legal Collections, which began badgering them to pay up, and I started getting a lot of those complaints, and we did the show. Now, at the time, I contacted Directory Services 2, as they were called. Note the name is always sort of designed to sound... I asked them what directory they published, where I could access it, and what its reach was. In other words, what were these people paying 7,200 rand for? Director Ashwin Dwarika said that 7,200 bought advertising in his directory, both in print and online, for 2 years. But as the company was new, he said, the first directory was only due to be published a few months later and would be available at information centers and business fairs. And he said, well, yeah, there wasn't an online directory at that point either. It was still in the pipeline. So in other words, they were paying it for nothing. So I told people, you know, not to pay. So after that show, I discovered that DDR Legal Collections, which claimed to be based in Sandton and claimed to have 5 branches around the country on their website, was owned by none other than Mr. I, known as Ashwin Barika. And his address was the same Phoenix address as Directory Services were listed at. Wow. So in other words, they operated out of the same house in Phoenix, Durban. Subsequent emails I sent to Dorica went unanswered. Now, fast forward to a few months ago, and I started getting a new rash of complaints about a Durban-based company called Telecom, T-E-L-E-C-O-M, with a near identical modus operandi. I've heard from a speech therapist and a motor dealership in Maritzburg, a hair salon owner in Somerset West, a Joburg homeopath, a dentist in Port Elizabeth just yesterday, and many more.
Wow.
So first they got an email asking them to fill in and sign the so-called attached document, then a call pestering them to do so if they didn't. In the case of Dr. Heinz Slubbert of PE, who got hold of me yesterday, that email stated, ensure the attached is signed and returned to the email address provided at your soonest convenience. Please note this is for the business white pages.
Okay, the words white pages, a clear reference to the Telkom or Trudon phone directory.
Exactly, not a very subtle misleading thing going on there. Okay. And the fact that their email address is entries@telkomsa.net entrenches the perception that it's, you know, they're
bona fide.
Yeah, because anyone can get a Telkom SA email address,
email
but
address.
You know, it does perpetuate the misleading thing.
So is this Telkom run by the same, or Telecom run by the same people as the Directory Services 2 of 2 years ago?
I'm pretty sure it is, and I'll tell you why I think that in a little bit.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Breakfast. Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola on East Coast Breakfast.
So Wendy, I actually remember this story. It was, like you say, 2 or 3 years ago, 2015. there was this Directory Services 2, which had businesses thinking that they were just confirming or updating their white or yellow page entries, and then this business would be demanding 7,200 Rand from them for these obscure directory listings. And now there's this Telecom Directories doing the same thing. Is this the same company?
Pretty sure it is, yes, and I'll tell you why. So back in 2015, Directory Services 2 handed people over who refused to pay this 7,000 odd to DDR Legal Debt Collections, right? Which on its web page gave a Santon address, and they stated that they have 5 offices around the country and were established in 2000. Mm-hmm. Telecom hands over people who don't pay that 7,200 Rand to NCR Legal Debt Collections, which claims on its website, established in 2000, NCR Legal Debt Collections has become a nationally licensed leader in the debt collections industry with 5 offices across the country. Mm-hmm. What are the chances? I mean, cut and paste. Mm-hmm. So I emailed the company using the addresses that they used to contact the complainants to ask if Telecom is owned by Mr. Dwarika, and where the company is based, and where I can find the directory listings that they are demanding all that money for. A woman called Sam, initially I got hold of her on the phone. She insisted that they hadn't received my emails, and despite me resending several times to the address they'd sent me, I must have used 3, maybe 4 addresses, resending, there's still been no response. I phoned the number again this week. The number that's on their letterhead, incidentally, it's a maxi call number. That's the other thing, 0861. Okay. That costs callers 60 cents a minute. It is prime. So there's money being made there. That number goes unanswered. There's a message that said there's no answer from this number. The debt collector's number, that so-called NCR legal debt, that doesn't get answered either. I've left 2 messages on their voicemail. So I've done all I can to get an answer. Here's something interesting. One of the companies they approached was Neil Woolridge Motors of Maritzburg. Bookkeeper Linda Middlebrook got the email and later filled in the form, sent it back, and has literally had sleepless nights about the subsequent demands for 7,200 Rand. She says, I wasn't aware that I was signing a legal document and I'm not authorized to sign any contract. And every time the phone went, she was literally, she used the word frightened. Sure. About this whole issue. Now, here's the interesting part. Telecom got the name of the business wrong on their paperwork. Instead of Woolridge Motors, they have it as Woodridge Motors, okay, of Maritzburg, which doesn't exist. So I did a search for Woodridge, the wrong one, Motors, to see where Telecom was listing them as a directory. Not a single hit. So they were demanding 7,200 Rand for nothing.
Okay.
Linda told me that the company accountant had traced the registered owner of Telecom and NCR Legal Debt Collections to the same man at the same address, Adwarika of Phoenix. So, there is an online telecom directory. It has 2,418 company listings, just sort of bombed on there. There are no photos with any listing, no descriptions of what the business does, just the bare minimum information, contact details and name. So it's hard to imagine how that could ever possibly serve as any marketing purpose at all for any of them for 7,200 Rand.
So what advice do you have for people?
Well, not to pay, first of all. The whole approach was blatantly designed to mislead. Mm-hmm. And we have the evidence of that. And as always, no matter how busy you are, never, never sign any document without reading the small print. And as this case proves brilliantly, the tinier the print, the more important it is that you read it. So, and in this case, that tiny, tiny print was, I agree that I'm going to be paying 299 Rand a month for 24 months, upfront, 7,200 Rand. So, ignore what ignore what the salesperson is telling you, and focus only with all your concentration on the small print before signing anything.
All right. Are we going to have the story up on our website?
Yes, very shortly.
Okay. So just after 9, you can have a look at the story. You can share it with anyone that you know who has anything from a small business to a largish business, and where to, which quagmires to look out for as far as advertising.
And absolutely. And this is hitting people all over the country.
Oh, okay. Go check it out. It's going to be our website after 9, ecr.co.za. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren.